Mor Katan, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1:8. More on different malachas that one can and can't do on Chol HaMoed. First, Hehediot Tofer Kedarko. A regular person, meaning anyone who's not involved professionally as a tailor or a seamstress, is allowed to sew some clothing that he needs fixed for the sake of Chol HaMoed. It certainly means that you need this pair of pants for Chol HaMoed, but if you do, you can take needle and thread, and although sewing is a malacha, Doraisa, but it's permitted on Chol HaMoed for the sake of something you need on Chol HaMoed, like your pair of pants, which got a rip in them, if you need them for Chol HaMoed. Va'uman machliv. However, if a person is a professional seamstress or tailor, so then he may not repair his clothing, even if he needs it on Chol HaMoed, unless he does it in a way that's clearly non-professional. And when I say clearly, I mean not just that the tailor does something like he uses his left hand or something, but more than that, he has to do it in such a way that the finished product is clearly and evident to all a not professional job. So the Mishnah uses a word which I think is just a borrowed phrase, machliv. Va'uman machliv. The word kelev is a dog, and machliv would mean to make it dog-like, a reference to a dog's teeth, which are sort of jagged and uneven, meaning that the stitches that the tailor or the seamstress, the uman, the professional, uses should be sort of jagged like a dog's teeth, not lined up, so it's clear that it's done with the shinui, and that would be permitted then. Now the next case, the Mishnah is talking about making a new bed frame. So in the time of the Mishnah, they slept on these kind of, I'll call them cots. So you imagine maybe from preschool, you had these cots where like the cot was a frame and there was sort of this like interlaced sort of network of bands or straps or something, which like had a nylon on which like the mattress was placed. So that kind of setup. So we're talking about now weaving the interlaced, you know, straps to make the bed frame on which one would put the bedding. So the question is, maybe one do that on Chol HaMoed if he needs a new bed. The point is, of course, that on the one hand, it's a need for Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, it's a lot of work, and it's a malacha to itself of weaving. The Mishnah says, Misarganes Amitos. The Mishnah says, yes, you may. This, too, I think, is probably a borrowed term. The word soreg is a noun. It's a fence. Like the soreg that went around in the Beis HaMikdash was this protective fence that said, you know, Gentiles can't pass beyond here. And it was sort of like an interlaced, you know, like a lattice type fence. So we're borrowing that reference of like a lattice fence to talk about like the lattice work, if you will, of the interlaced bands of the mattress, of the bed frame. So that's misargin, to do that. Esamitos, you may, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer mematchin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't be misareg. You can't weave them anew. That's unnecessary and too much work on Chol HaMoed, but you could mematech, motech is to pull taut, pull tight, to tighten. So if you have, you know, if the bed frame, the straps have gone saggy from lots of use and they're like worn out, you could tighten them again on Chol HaMoed. That's okay because not that much work, but to weave new ones, disallowed, says Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, meaning yes, one may indeed weave himself new bed frames for his sleeping cot, etc. And that's fine, because it's a need on Chol HaMoed. Now, there is a bit of a girsa issue here. You may have the words Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Mematchin. You could even pull it taut. Now, the way the Bartner learns, which is like the Bavli, the Bavli doesn't have the word Af in it at all. The version we have, the Babylonian Talmud, doesn't have the word Af in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is saying you can only be Mateach, you can only tighten, but you can't actually weave anew. And that's the Bartner's pshat. That's how I'm reading it. Just FYI, most Mishnahs have the word af in here, which is like the Rif has that, as well as the Yerushalmi. I've learned a little differently then, but anyways, we're learning like the Bartanur over here. Take the word af out, consistent with the Bavli, and that'll be the din then, that like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yossi anyways, that you can make new bed frames if need be on Chol HaMoed.